You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So those of you remember earlier in the year, around March of this year, we had a look at the proposal by SANRAL to potentially encroach on the territory of private businesses, especially those businesses that rest alongside national roads. We know that that conversation is still out for comment from a SANRAL perspective. And until that comment period is closed, SANRAL have informed us that they are not taking any media related conversations around that. We are, however, going to be taking a look at something within that proposal that seems to have gone by unnoticed, and that is part of the proposal around a black economic empowerment as it relates to these businesses that would potentially be alongside SANRAL's national roads. Joined on the line by public relations and communications spokesperson at Sakalicha, Anton Meyer, to take a look at this, see what to make of it. Anton, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Now, this has been with us for several months at this point, from the point at which SANRAL announced their intention to put this forward. We are still in a comment period, but take me through the BEE proposal that is included in this overall draft proposal.
Thanks, Jeremy, and thanks for the opportunity to speak about this. Yes, SANRAL or Sakalicha submitted our comments on the draft policy for rest and service facilities along national roads, which was published earlier this year by SANRAL. First of all, these new BEE requirements that SANRAL snuck into the policy is something that Sakalicha is concerned about and on which we commented. So SANRAL is, I think it's important to say that SANRAL's mandate is very clear and it's very narrow. It's strategic planning, it's financing, design, the construction and the management of our national roads. They have about 27,000 kilometers of roads that they have to maintain and that they have to manage. And that is what SANRAL needs to do. They are not in the business of regulating the businesses next to the roads. But SANRAL, in this new draft policy, claims its authority flows from sections of the SANRAL Act, which allows them to permit access or to regulate access to these businesses on the side of the road next to a SANRAL road. And they have now added transformation requirements, which is only applicable on SANRAL's internal procurement policy, to businesses next to these roads. So when you apply for a license or when you apply for a road to your roadside facility at SANRAL, you now have to comply with their internal transformation requirements. We say that is unacceptable and SANRAL has nothing to do with a regulation or trying to regulate the private businesses who try to open a farm stall or who try to open a service station next to the road.
Now, we know that, of course, as I mentioned at the start of the conversation, SANRAL has said that they are not in a position to comment at this stage, given that this is still out for public comment. But Anton, I want to get your thoughts on where SANRAL believes they are empowered to do this. You mentioned legislation that governs their operations and how they conduct their business. But where does that stop and where does overreach start?
Well, we believe that they are busy overreaching. So, like I said, it's about the management, the maintenance, rehabilitation of roads. And yes, they do have the authority to do that within the SANRAL Act, but they are now trying to impose new regulations or requirements, which they do not have the mandate to do. So sections 44 and 48 of the SANRAL Act, those are the two specific sections that they mention, that gives them the authority to regulate on and off ramps to roadside facilities and the construction and maintenance of these. It's got to do with traffic flow. It's got to do with managing traffic towards and making sure that the off-ramp is safe and the on-ramp back onto the national road is safe for vehicles, is safe for people to use. It's got nothing to do with the race of the owner of that piece of land next to the road. So SANRAL, yes, they have that in their mandate to manage the safety of road users, the safety of the road surface, but they don't have the authority to license people or allow people to do business next to the road. If someone wants to open a farm stall next to the road and they apply for this license, all that SANRAL needs to look at is whether they have the right approval from the municipality to open a business next to that road. They don't have to look at the color of the skin of the owner.
Anton, what does this mean for businesses adjacent to SANRAL roads as it currently stands? We know at the moment that nothing is in force, everything is business as usual, but what could this potentially mean if we are to assume that this proposal does make it all the way through the relevant channels and is approved in a hypothetical scenario?
I'm glad you asked this, Jimmy, because beyond the legal defects, the policy threatens concrete harm to businesses as well as the economy. It's not just about, you know, the transformation requirements that they mention within this new draft policy, but also about the barriers to entry that would increase. So all of these, you know, applications for a roadside service facility would be centralized within SANRAL, and they will approve, they will make, you know, determinations on where you can open a farm stall, if you are allowed within a certain radius to open that farm stall or a filling station. So this would reduce competition, it will protect the incumbents and limit market-driven entry. There's turnover-based levies that's being raised for these roadside facility applications. So this would raise costs for the businesses, and then those costs would be, you know, basically applied to the products there. So consumers would also feel this, the rising costs. And then lastly, I think it would deter investment through regulatory uncertainty, shorter lease periods for some of these, for some of these people that operate roadside facilities. There's also huge risks associated with the access approvals by SANRAL. So it's not good for SANRAL should not regulate the free market and determine who should open a farm stall, where they should open it, and whether it fits within SANRAL's plans.
Transformation is still on the agenda, but we need to be careful about how it is we approach the administration thereof. It doesn't seem like everybody is empowered to do so, and perhaps we should take that into consideration. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Communications specialist at Sakalicha, Anton Meyer, joining us to take a look at the draft proposals by SANRAL to amend black economic empowerment requirements for businesses looking to set up alongside SANRAL's national roads.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.